This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Twenty days. And the tidal wave of total censorship has gone into insane overdrive. Unbelievable information coming up. Facebook, Twitter, you name it, are banning tens of thousands of pages of anyone that promotes the MPC memes, which simply takes a gray face and puts it over the face of conformist, authoritarian, leftist thinkers. And THX1138. It's really a remake of the idea of a Brave New World, a scientific dictatorship. They resemble MPC memes. In the famous 10 Minutes of Hate from 1984, they wear gray uniforms, and most people have shaved heads to be conformist. I mean, in every art type, this is the image that's used of cults, of controlled populations, of prisoners, of brainwashing, of POWs. And now they're trying to ban it everywhere. In 1984, Apple had a Super Bowl ad that is still regarded at major universities and at ad schools as the most popular and famous television ad of all time. And it shows faceless people that look exactly like MPC memes, gray skin, gray uniforms, all subserviently chanting the same mindless garbage. And today, would Twitter ban the 1984 Apple computer ad with the image of the goddess alive with her blonde hair and her red shorts and her white shirt and her full breast, bringing life back to the internet, bringing life to the PC tyranny? But now, you have the Apple tyranny. You have the Google tyranny. And they have become what they claimed they were fighting. Oh, then they were revolutionaries in 1984. Steve Jobs saw the parallel of the authoritarian 1984 and the 10 minutes of hate and the PC dictatorship of international business machines and Bill Gates. And he came and he smashed it, only to become something far worse than he'd said. But if you look at the MPC memes, if you're a radio listener, TV listener, haven't seen them, that they're up on Infowars.com, it's something very telling. They've gone from just a few months ago denying that they were censoring conservatives and libertarians and anything successful, anything viral, by calling it Nazi or calling it homophobic. And they never even show what it was they said was homophobic, as if you don't have free speech to be homophobic. But they would lie and say you were when you weren't. New York Times admits memes are tools of influence as Twitter drops Banhammer. And then it shows the New York Times screenshot. What is an MPC, the pro-Trump internet new favorite insult? Twitter has barred hundreds of right-wing accounts, it's thousands now, for posting soulless, non-playable liberal activities. So if you make fun of the tyranny of the censors, the tyranny of the colleges, the tyranny of the thought police, which is completely admitted, the New York Times says, we're banning you, and they praise Twitter and others for banning people's accounts because they simply post joke memes, calling it dehumanization. Isn't that total inversion? Isn't that rich? The MPC meme is showing the dehumanization, like the book 1984. Or the movie 1984, or the movie THX1138, or the Apple commercial in 1984. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the unbelievable irony of these authoritarians. But I'm here to tell you, any symbol that people seize on to say no to tyranny is banned in China, like saying their dictator president is Winnie the Pooh. That's banned. or emojis of the Taiwanese flag are banned, flags of Tibet are banned, and why not ban NPCs in America?
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Till the midterms, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is the most banned, most demonized, most lied about broadcast in the world because we've got our finger on the pulse and we have successfully, that means all of you, the listeners and viewers, have helped relaunch Americana. And you built, I built, we built, this crew built, our sponsors, our affiliates, all of you across the world built the launch gantry for the modern Saturn rocket that put Trump and our beachhead in the swamp into orbit. And from orbit, Trump can blast the enemy from the high ground and is having stunning, incredible victories. There is so much to cover today. It is just unbelievable. We have Honduras and Guatemala, after being funded by the UN, openly launching massive invasion forces and opening up migration routes into the United States to countermand the fact that Trump last year pulled out of the UN treaty. They're still under it. Places like Hungary and Romania and now Austria are pulling out of the compact as well. So is Italy. Well, they had been thumbing their nose at Trump, but when he promised to cut the billions in U.S. funding this morning, within hours, Honduras and Guatemala responded to stop migrant caravan after Trump threats. That is the Associated Press. So we're talking diplomatically, politically, instant response to Trump putting his foot down and saying, I notice you've got borders, but you open these corridors up at these trains, and now Soros and the UN are paying for the train rides, just like they pay for the Zodiac boat rides over from Libya right into Europe, same thing into the U.S. This is political warfare, simply incredible. So you're seeing big results there. Trump has come out and said Federal Reserve is his biggest threat, America's biggest threat. Absolutely. Boy, see, doing what Ron Paul built the foundation for, what we built the foundation for. Now Trump and they're exposing it's a private run-for-profit Federal Reserve that is countermanding the executive branch, the legislative, you name it, and doing whatever they want, trying to suppress the economy. But meanwhile, Mika Brzezinski, the daughter of the man that bragged that he helped put Pol Pot in power, just an absolute monster, Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter, calls for Trump to be overthrown by his own cabinet, 25th Amendment. We told you that was coming over a year and a half ago. Next year's news today, but she says because he's mentally ill and sick in the head and doing a horrible job. Yeah, reversing everything you parasite scumbags did. Oh my gosh, he's such an idiot. He's such a moron, and he can barely even get control of the traitorous federal government, but has still righted the ship. And now this country's respected again all over the world. You are a little daddy's girl, nobody, given your job. You have no ratings. You and Scarborough are a joke. You're compromised dirtbags, you and your boyfriend. Meanwhile, more numbers out. Once kings of TV, U.S. broadcast networks face a reckoning. They have about 10% of the viewers they had just a decade ago, and they're losing about 25% of those viewers every year, meaning they'll basically have no viewers in 4 years. Same thing for CNN, MSNBC. You know, they're very deceptive, though. They go, oh, my gosh, Rachel Maddow was topping the ratings this week, or, oh, CNN's ratings doubled this week. If there's a big event, there's a big debate, or Trump's involved, yes, they have little spikes, but there's no listeners or viewers on a daily basis. It's just background noise. It's just chatter. They're falling apart, and that's why they want to censor everybody else. That's coming up as well. As we said last Friday and Sunday, evidence because of there being no motive and because the media, the corporate media, jumped on it, I and others were saying, looks like it could be a rogue group, false flag, to derail the peace plans that Trump has, and as he prepares to put the clamps on Iran, that this is deep state operatives like John Kerry and Obama, who are running their own rogue shadow State Department, admittedly, to try to derail what's happening using networks under the Crown Prince, but not under his control. Just like Trump isn't in control of most of the FBI or most of the Justice Department or most of the CIA. There are loyal people there, but there are large swaths that do whatever they want or under the command of Hillary, Obama, and other slime bags. They brag about this in the news. So I'm not defending Saudi Arabia. I think it's a disgusting regime overall. But if they shut down Al-Qaeda and ISIS and stop supporting it, and if they start cutting oil prices, which they've done, to help lower oil prices, and if they come in out of the dark, I was all for Muammar Gaddafi doing that. He started investing all his money in the West for 8 years, did whatever was needed to reverse some of his terrorist activities in the past. He was helping all of Africa. He was industrializing it. So Hillary and Obama set him up and killed him and then bragged about it. And Gaddafi's way better history than the Saudis. All I'm saying is that we're about to have regime change in Iran. It's super unpopular. It's very authoritative and authoritarian, and people don't like it. Half the population is 28 or younger, and it would be a really good thing to have peaceful regime change over there. And these sanctions, these real sanctions, are getting ready to do it. And so you better believe one guy dies, they're acting like 10 million died. And I'm not saying it's a good thing, whatever really happened to him. But the fact that it's all recorded, it's all surveilled, looks like a setup on both ends. But, again, we're the first to say it. Now you hear from the president and the Saudi government. I'm just going off. When I see CNN, MSNBC, day one saying Saudi Arabia did it, and this ends our peace deal with them, and everything's over, and Trump's an idiot, and it's his fault. I'm like, these are known lying scumbags that I don't believe a damn word they say. Saudi Arabia doesn't have the motive in this, so what's really going on? That's called deduction, my dear Watson. So we're going to be breaking all that down coming up. But the first thing I want to hit at the bottom of the hour is the NPC memes. It's bigger than the NPC memes. You don't know what they are. It's the idea of communication and humor and people acting in concert but independently, creating a wave of information warfare that is unstoppable. And a little message sent to YouTube last night by insiders that they, at Big Tech, are not all powerful like they think, and that Trump holds the keys to the Internet now. He's taken them away from Obama and his Stay Behind network. So we're going to be breaking down next year's news today when we come back. But I'm first going to air Paul Joseph Watson's incredible report on NPC memes and why this is so critical. And then I'm going to lay out how this is a window into victory and why the enemy fears it so much from their psychological warfare positions. So that's coming up. But first, ladies and gentlemen, if you support us, we will survive and thrive. If you do not support us at this critical juncture, we will be destroyed. And I'm in a war with the globalists, so I expect that I'm a big boy. But I think you want to keep one of the main attack ships, one of the main flagships in the fight against globalists in the ocean, in the air, on the ground, fighting. And so, you know, they've taken our PayPal. They've taken a bunch of other payment processors. We're working on some deals with payment processors that are more thick-skinned. But you've been able to order at InfoWarsStore.com is hanging by a thread. Your order comes through, you get it. But if they have their victory, it'll take us few days, hopefully a few weeks maximum, to be able to get all that back up and going during this critical time. So I've just launched our Christmas specials we had planned, and we had inventory coming in for our Black Friday specials and our Cyber Monday specials. People love to buy on the sales days. That's just the way people are, and that's why we have our sales on those days. I'm putting them all together now, Christmas, Black Friday, all of it, the next 2 months of sales, at InfoWarsStore.com. And all of our products have 5 stars except for new products that haven't been reviewed yet. There's 2 of those today that are at InfoWarsLife.com. We'll tell you about those later. But what I'm getting at here is whether it's BrainForce or whether it's X2 or whether it's the Real Red Pill Plus or whether it's Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, 4-5 colloidal silver, and iodine, it's all 50% off right now and free shipping. The biggest sale in our history. High quality, affordable food from My Patriot Supply, 35% off, and so much more. Water filtration, air filtration. Help get us the funding now, plus get great products, and do your Christmas shopping. Be different. Do it months before, get high quality products, and be done, and know you've supported the InfoWar. Sign up for auto shipment, additional 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, the head of Google came out and admitted they're building a censorship search engine after the head of their operations lied to Congress a few weeks ago. And all over the news, they're bragging, yes, anyone putting up MPC memes are being banned. So, censorship is here. Anything successful, anything truthful is banned. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's report. Please spread the report. It's posted on Infowars.com.
So what's this all about then? The NPC meme. NPCs are non-player characters in video games. Instead of being controlled by humans, they're controlled by artificial intelligence. Their actions are all predetermined by their coding, making them appear robot-like, formulaic, repeating the same movements and saying the same things over and over again. Walking cliches, just unconsciously repeating the same glib mantras. Now who could that possibly remind you of?
Believe all women. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Refugees welcome.
But the left has struck back. They say the NPC meme is dehumanizing. Oh my god, so dehumanizing.
NPC meme is dehumanizing. We are all unique and special.
Remember, these are some of the same people who call anyone to the right of Joseph Stalin a Nazi. Oh, but now you care about people being dehumanized. Cry me a river.
Anyone unironically using the term NPC in reference to anything other than video games is automatically a Nazi in my book.
When we're not being demonized as the new Fourth Reich, we're being belittled and dismissed as Russian bots.
NPC is a fascist term to dehumanize. Everyone right of center is a Russian bot.
I assume whoever began pushing that meme was looking to further dehumanize their opposition by linking it to the in-game NPC players that are easily killed. Someone is pushing for a civil war. Russia, I assume.
Civil war? The f*** are you talking about? It's a meme. It's not the Battle of Fort Sumter.
Stop it. Get some help.
They also slapped it with the dehumanizing label to try and get it banned because Twitter recently said it would ban people for using, quote, dehumanizing language. So again, even in the process of denying that they're NPCs, they act like NPCs in advocating for a sterilized internet where edgy banter is verboten. But maybe these NPCs really aren't human. Maybe they just like basic bitch social trends and banal popular culture as a default effort, as a way of just trying to blend in. After all, what else could explain the success of the Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother? There's also this weird disconnect where they dismiss NPC as a pathetic playground insult not worthy of attention, yet then write laborious article after article after article being triggered by it. The same thing they did with soy boys. What happens to kids who react to playground insults? They get the same insult thrown at them again and again because it obviously gets under their skin.
Immediately stop following and retweeting anyone using an avatar like the one pictured below. These are 4chan trolls impersonating resistors. I keep seeing this garbage all over my feet tonight.
The NPC meme gets under the left skin because it's mostly true. The left has mainstreamed a culture of ruthless ideological intolerance. The left has completely rejected diversity of thought. When Taylor Swift tells everyone to vote Democrat, it's an admirable call to action. But when Kanye merely suggests that black people think about not voting Democrat, he's ridiculed and called insane.
Hello, I am a comedian on the television. If you disagree with my politics, you must be mentally ill.
You lot literally tell husbands and wives to divorce each other if their partner isn't a Democrat. You openly advocate the breakup of families for, God forbid, having different opinions to each other. You lot reduce anyone of a certain skin colour to be mandated to hold certain political opinions. And then if they don't, their very existence is deemed hateful. How is that not dehumanising? If that's not the very essence of being an NPC, then what is? Is their favourite news network MSNBC? Or is it this one? Is their favourite TV show? Is their favourite comedian? Is their favourite politician? Is their favourite political commentator? Is their favourite celebrity?
Hello fellow humans, I am celebrity number 2932. I believe in everything that is safe and popular with people aged 18 to 35. You may now praise me on the social media platform of your choice. Remember to purchase my newly manufactured album.
Here's a visual representation of how Twitter works.
I agree, arrogant. Agreeing up with each other's views means we are right and the other side's evil hatred must be stopped. Well, I got all of these accounts suspended, but why do I still feel so empty and pathetic?
Is the Krasenstein twins? Is their arch enemy?
Black not equal Democrat. System error.
Here's... God only knows what this is. And here's what happens to anyone who suggests that maybe Trump isn't the new Hitler.
Rape is bad. Orange Man is bad. I'm still waiting for someone to tell me what I'm outraged over today. I follow such a diverse range of people and for me this is what Twitter is all about. Get out of your echo chambers and start listening to unique and individual voices. I agree with whatever Twitter terms of you say I should agree with.
As Evan James writes, the NPC meme is a response to something real, something that snarky liberals and even leftists increasingly fail to notice. In short, it is a tragicomic acknowledgement that things are not okay, that we are all NPCs to one degree or another because we're all in bondage. The NPC meme lampoons our tendency to consume the products of mass culture precisely because they are easy to process, requiring neither personal effort nor prior learning. Serious cultural engagement requires focus. It nevertheless has a rejuvenating effect, whereas the passive consumption of mass culture leaves us more enervated than before. And the same goes for political opinions. It takes a modicum of research and a small step beyond superficial thinking to understand that no, not everyone who doesn't have hashtag FBPE or a blue wave in their profile is an alt-right neo-Nazi. And no, Donald Trump isn't leading America into a dystopian nightmare where the planet's oceans boil over and women who have abortions are sent to concentration camps.
You are fake news.
Everyone freaked out over the EU planning to ban memes. Twitter is already banning NPC memes and the accounts of people who post them. Oh, you can make your avatar a Trump orange or a Cheeto all day long, you're not going to get banned. Of course, we all know why the left wants to ban memes. Because the left can't meme. That's not just a cliche. They admit to it. A study undertaken by researchers at University College London found that the most effective memes largely originated in two places, the Donald subreddit and 4chan. A Vice write-up of the study acknowledges that the most, quote, effectively spread memes originated on the Donald and Paul. That's why they want to ban the NPC meme. Not because it's dehumanizing. They dehumanize us at every available opportunity. They want to ban it because it's effective and they have no adequate way of responding. Because they can't meme. They can't meme because memes incorporate edgy humor. Oh my god, so edgy. The left is incapable of edgy humor because they're always walking on eggshells. They're always terrified of offending someone. That's how they ruined comedy.
Oh, this meme's dead now. You talked about it. You killed more memes than PewDiePie.
Shut up. As I've explained before, with facts and evidence, I don't kill memes. I send them into space. I'm the SpaceX of memes.
Give people more credit.
I've killed fewer memes than the amount of Native American DNA in Elizabeth Warren's blood. So yes, the NPC meme is funny and effective because it's mostly true. That's why they hate it. That's why with the midterms just a few weeks away, and with the walk away movement growing, the NPC meme freaks them out.
Infowars.com, Newswars.com, sending 1776 into orbit with total...
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, Infowars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And inflame or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the middle of the meme revolution. The European Union's passed a law to make everyone pre-approve memes, or you can be sent to prison or fined. Mexico has a law going through their Congress to ban memes. That's right, because it's a new form of communication. The globalists want us to use emojis and things that restrict and reduce language. That's what the Socialist Party, Fabian Socialists in England, always called for. And they're kind of the managing system in the world. It got adopted by the globalists. But they don't like memes because computer AI can't tell what's funny and what's not. They're very hard to pre-censor with algorithms. And someone makes a funny joke, and then people vote basically by sharing it and promoting it on the internet, and they text it to their friends, they email it to their family, they get around the censors, and then other people get involved in the creative process, and they make it funnier, or they make it sillier, and then they promote that, and then it creates a synthesis of getting people involved and of creating a survival of the fittest meme. And it devastates the globalists, who are classic conformists, and who, whether it be a fascist regime or a communist regime or a cult-run regime, want everyone to dress the same, to look the same, to talk the same. And in the 20th century and 21st century, whether it's 1984 or Brave New World or THX1138 or Pink Floyd, The Wall, or Apple commercials in the 80s, people in gray with gray faces, whose faces all look the same, who are basically featureless, they are the symbol of mass-produced thought. They are the symbol of authoritarianism that everyone recognizes. You come in diverse to the university, you come out nameless, faceless, in a group with a group leader. You're fed into the meat grinder. You are rendered down, and you're put into these maze-like systems of conformity. And so, the great geniuses over at 4chan and 8chan and all the great folks out there go, wait a minute. The NPC, I'm not a big video game player, but I know enough about it to know the NPC characters just aren't operating on their own. They're pre-programmed. They're stupid. And the symbol of the NPC, we'll put it on screen for TV viewers, is a gray face with a triangle nose and a slit for a mouth. Well, where else have we seen that? We've seen that in THX1138, which again is a remake of another name of Brave New World as his college film, and then he went on to make it as his first feature film. His name's George Lucas of Star Wars and Indiana Jones and the rest of it. And so he's pointing out the conformity, and this is directly from THX1138, an automaton, an individual that's had their individualism stripped from them, and now they're a clean slate to which the new program can be loaded onto, or erased, and then a new program put back on. And in the Brave New World, in the THX1138 system that was based on real eugenics ideas in the 1920s in England, published in 1932 as fiction, later published as nonfiction in 61, Brave New World Revisited, they told you this is the real plan. Shaved heads, gray uniforms, men and women not having sex, sexless lives, humans created in petri dishes, in test tubes. And that's now where we are. And that's now what's been done. And forced drugging with serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other mind control drugs right out of the CIA, right out of MKUltra. Now, what are the public schools? What are the colleges forcing these things on you? Half the population on some type of psychotropic or opiate type drug of those two classes. Federal government says they have a target now of 80% of children to be on these drugs by 2030. Roughly 30% are on psychotropics now, children, below the age of 18. So you keep wondering, why is this really happening? Oh, and what else is in THX1138? Robot enforcers, drones, motorcycle cops. And what have they announced? Motorcycle, autonomous motorcycles in Europe that are robots driving around surveilling you. And in New York City, autonomous robots spying on you, and now they're moving to arm them, including drones with hand grenade launchers. And THX1138 is one big giant hive bubble city, like Google's actually building these bubble cities inside cities that you opt to go into. You think you're part of the elite. And it's one big giant social conditioning center, one giant re-education camp, Hillary Clinton's fun camps. But where else have we seen the banned NPC meme? Because the New York Times relishes today that thank God Twitter and Facebook have banned hundreds of accounts. It's now thousands. If you show the NPC conformity, if you project it onto Silicon Valley, all meeting around a round table and agreeing to censor conservatives, and you say that's authoritarianism, you're banned. And the New York Times sees no irony in it saying the NPC meme is dehumanizing. No, it's reminding you to have your humanity. It's reminding you to not go with conformity. They'd already met with Twitter months before. They'd already planned to ban me. We had intel on that. I told you it was coming. And then I said, he'll ban me later. And they just want to act like they're not a uniform cult. And then Jack Dorsey, one of the biggest proponents of censorship, can then have his cake and eat it too, and then ban me later, with cause, of course. I was rude to a reporter. They just say on Twitter, go kill members of the cabinet. That's okay. They just say overthrow the president. That's okay. They just say go out and harass people at restaurants. That's okay. They just dox where people live and say come kill them. That's okay. So here it is. What is the NPC, the pro-Trump internet's new favorite insult? Twitter has barred hundreds of right-wing accounts for posting the soulless, non-playable liberal activist. There you go. So see, they're telling you now, like the thousands of sites banned off Twitter and Facebook in a week, they just said, we consider conservative thought spam now. You're all banned. Many accounts with millions of followers. Veterans groups are being banned. Christian groups are being banned. It's all being banned. It's a takeover. And then they don't want you pointing it out that it's the archetype of THX1138 or 1984. You know, this commercial would be banned today. This 1984 Super Bowl commercial you're about to see would be banned today because it features the NPC back from the future. Here it is.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the information purification. History, a garden of pure ideology, where each worker may bloom, secure from the pests of any contradictory force. The creation of force is more powerful than
the NPCs. Look at the NPCs.
What are the honors?
Awesome and full power, who nothing can crack it. You all have gray NPC faces. You are NPC! You are NPC! And we say no. So now they even ban us from showing the archetypal image of what they are. But InfoWars will shatter them. Yes!
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984...
Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The United States is racist.
He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig.
He can suck my
He's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt.
Kiss my mother as you bitch punk sucker.
The President of the United States is a weak man.
He's not only unfit to be president. In my book, his lack of empathy, his lack of leadership, his lack of courage, he's unfit to be human.
He is clearly trying to ignite a civil war in this country.
This is CNN.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I came to destroy the globalists.
Escape is not my plan. But I do not face the globalists alone, my friends. We have God on our side, and you are standing right beside me. We are doing it. Prosperity is pouring back in, because the president has gotten 20% control of the federal government. His real sterling achievement is that he can take the attacks, turn them back on the enemy, withstand all the peer pressure, the $2 billion he's lost of his fortune from all the lawsuits and attacks and golf course deals he lost and tournaments he lost and everything else, and that his family's gone through the fire for us. He said, I love this country. I don't need to be president. I don't want to be president, but I got to do it. I just can't watch them flush the country and everybody screw us over. Trump's mom is a Scot, and I've learned the cliche, certainly true about Scots from Scotland. They're the tightest bunch you'll ever run into, but they're also good people and have a lot of courage. And I got some Scot in my background on my dad's mother's side. But the point is that Trump is the type of guy that constantly gives to charity, never tells anybody. He helps kids get livers, kidneys. Sometimes he'll just like somebody that works for him and learn they have a problem and buy him a house. And I mean, this is real stuff Trump does. But with big companies and other hard-nosers, he loves to run over them. He loves to beat them. He loves to dominate powerful people that are bad. And watching China and watching the EU and watching all these people and the globalists sell out the country has been making him sick. There's interviews with him 40 years ago. Hard to believe he's on the air that long. 40 years ago. With Oprah Winfrey saying all the same stuff. That's who he is. It's who his dad is. The New York Times found stories and reports of his dad in the 30s when there were communist riots in New York and police reports about his dad beating up four or five of them. That was his father. And so that's where Trump comes from. Bunch of commies attack him, he beats the hell out of them. And that's what it's all about. And we're beating these people now, ladies and gentlemen. They are people that have been perched on top of this nation, selling it out, and then telling themselves what geniuses they are. And now they're so desperate if the success continues, they're done forever. There's a major realignment against them. So now they're talking about 25th Amendment and removing him because he's mentally gone and he's a loser. No, you're the losers. He beat against all the odds with the American people at his side. And we're turning things around. This is a historic time to be alive, and I thank God every minute. So here's Mika Brzezinski, the daughter of a war criminal, shooting her filthy mouth off on her dying, collapsed, failed MSNBC, CNBC show. Here it is.
Look, women and men should not behave this way, and we should call it out. And actually, I just, for me, this is one of the many, many, many ways this president has shown us that he is not fit. Possibly not even well. And I don't understand the people in this administration taking matters into their own hands and trying to sort of stick it out because they can keep things together. On the foreign policy front, he is cratering our reputation. He is making us an international joke. We are losing our influence because this is a type of man who calls a woman a horse face. By the way, a woman he chose to have sex with. So I don't even know where that begins and ends, and I wouldn't want to pick that apart. But if you look at how he is speaking on the international stage about the murder of a Washington Post reporter, that itself should be deeply disturbing to anybody who works inside the White House, works on the National Security Team, works in the State Department. At some point, you are working for a president who is not fit to lead, who's going to do something crazy in 5 minutes, 1 hour, tonight or tomorrow. Like, what more do you need to hear from him to start thinking 25th Amendment or something else?
Okay.
This is not okay.
You're not okay. Your father, Zbigniew Brzezinski, led the collapse of Iran, helped put the Ayatollah Khomeini in, and then had the whole botched so-called rescue operation into Iran. So you are the loser when you talk about Iran or Saudi Arabia. So she's talking about overthrowing the president via the cabinet, and this is how the lie works. They harass the families of the cabinet. They harass them. So a lot of them are two-faced and say, oh, yeah, I don't like Trump either. So they don't get attacked. And so you got a lot of cowardice going on. But the idea that, oh, despite Trump, we're having some success, that's ridiculous. It's like Honduras and Guatemala have U.N. funding through the U.N. treaty they're part of that Trump's pulled us out of, that now the rest of Europe's pulling out of, the whole globalist coalition falling apart. That's leadership. They're sending up hundreds of thousands of people in these caravans to open up these migration lanes. And Trump said, you do that, I'm cutting your funding. And within a few hours, they said, okay, we're going to turn them back. We're not going to take the U.N. money anymore because the U.S. has given us five times more. Major national security issue. But right there, that's immediate. The economy, thousands of new factories, everything, starting to secure our border, Arrests at the border up four times. MS-13 arrest up exponentially, what, 250-something percent? Amazing stuff going on, and then you sit there when you've done nothing in your life but be a little rich girl who her father was with the failed administration of Jimmy Carter, for God's sakes, and we're looking at probably the greatest president since George Washington, and you don't know what to do, so you're trying to tell us he's horrible, he's stupid, he's bad. Meanwhile, he's the only one speaking out against the censorship by big tech that they now admit they're doing to conservatives. I mean, if someone puts out an MPC meme of a gray face over a group of people acting like sheep, like Apple ads and like 1984 and like THX1138 and every other dystopic movie and book, you know that you're in a cult when you got shaved heads like the Hill Bop cult and you're wearing gray uniforms. Now you want to tell our kids they can't have mommy or daddy or they can't say they're a boy and girl. That's beyond 1984. They were just talking about getting rid of the family in 1984. You're actually trying to do it. You people are monsters. And so everyone just keep making the MPC memes and let them vanish. We're going to create a whole section for memes the next week on Infowars.com, like a message board, where you can just go in like Reddit, whatever, and just post as long as it's legal and lawful. You're racist, you're not racist, you're Christian, you're not Christian, whatever. As long as it's not illegal, as long as it's not threats, we're going to bring internet freedom back, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll just have Meme Central, and the best ones will be on the front page. And we're going to have daily prizes for memes, because it's memes that threaten them the most. In fact, I'm going to announce a super fast contest that I will determine and that I will announce next Monday, $10,000 for the best InfoWars-themed MPC meme. And I will judge, because it's too hard to send them all in and look at them. Just send them to showtips@infowars.com, contest@infowars.com. I'll look at them all, and then you send in who you are and where it came from and the providence of it, and $10,000, whoever does the best NPC meme, you're going to have to wait a month. Like other great contests we've had, we'll do it right away. Infowars.com or newswars.com themed NPC memes. Because you had Infowars and NPC, boy, that would break the internet. Oh, InfoWars themed, with myself, Paul Watson, any of the crew, working in however you want. I want to see that meme magic. Send them to contest@infowars.com. Let's make a new one. Send it to npc@infowars.com. $10,000 Monday. I will announce the winner on Monday if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. Now, that's it. Don't forget, biggest sale in our history. They're trying to take our payment processors away, and in case they're successful, everything must go out of the warehouse. The Christmas sale, the Black Friday sale, all rolled into one. And other sales we're going to have all rolled into one. 50% off, store-wide free shipping, 35% off high-quality storable food, air filtration, water filtration, everything. Super sales, and you are funding us. So get the knockout. Get the Secret 12. Get X2, though it's about to sell out last run. I've still got it 50% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. It's all there. Thank you all for your support. But these are great products, so you want to take advantage of this. A 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.